From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Norbert Hofer has lost his bid to become the first Austrian leader from the political right since World War II. Hofer has conceded the election to independent Alexander van der Bellen. Earlier projections have van der Bellen beating Hofer by 53% to 46%. Hofer campaigned on an anti-immigrant, Euroskeptic platform. A newspaper headline described the vote as an election of hate, reflecting pent-up frustrations among Hofer's rightist supporters and fear and bitterness among his leftist detractors. Italians voted Sunday in a referendum on constitutional reform that would gauge anti-European Union sentiment in the country. Voters will decide whether to approve a proposal by pro-EU Prime Minister Matteo Renzi to increase his powers so he can push through economic reforms. Most opinion polls over the past 2 months have suggested Mr. Renzi will be defeated. He is promising to resign if the no side prevails. The remains of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro were buried in eastern Cuba early Sunday morning. The ceremony in Santiago de Cuba was made private at the last minute. Burial came after 9 days of official mourning across the island. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani met Sunday with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the sidelines of the Heart of Asia Peace Conference in Amritsar. The two leaders discussed bilateral and regional issues. Reuters news agency reports that foreign ministers and delegates from about 30 countries, including the United States, Russia, China, and Pakistan, are attending the two-day conference. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump sternly warned American businesses Sunday that if they move their operations overseas, they could face a 35% tax if they then try to sell their products back to the United States. In a series of Twitter comments, Trump said he plans to substantially reduce taxes and regulations on businesses. But he said that any company that fires its employees, builds a new factory or plant in another country, and then thinks it will sell its product back into the United States without retribution or consequence is wrong. Donald Trump's transition team is downplaying the significance of the president-elect's telephone conversation with President Tsai Ing-wen of Taiwan. Vice President-elect Mike Pence Sunday on ABC's This Week program called it a courtesy call. Pence said he is mystified that President Obama can be hailed as a hero for reaching out to a dictator in Cuba, but President-elect Donald Trump's phone call from the democratically elected leader of Taiwan is seen as controversial. No U.S. president or president-elect had spoken to a Taiwan leader since then-President Richard Nixon agreed in 1978 to recognize China's One China policy that regards self-ruling Taiwan as one of its provinces. Thousands of people in Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, rallied Sunday to promote tolerance and unity. The peace rally was held after two huge protests by Muslims demanding the removal of the city's first Christian governor in 50 years. Governor Busaki Jahaja Purnam is being prosecuted for blasphemy because of comments he allegedly made about the Quran. Former U.S. Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein is turning to a federal court in her effort to recount Pennsylvania's ballots from the recent presidential election. Stein stopped her attempt to have Pennsylvania recount the votes after a state judge ordered her to post a $1 million bond. The chief lawyer for Stein's recount effort says Pennsylvania's court system is so ill-equipped to address the issue that he must seek federal court intervention. Stein has also mounted campaigns to recount the votes in Michigan and Wisconsin. The Oakland, California fire, a warehouse that had been converted into artist studios that went up in flames late Friday, did not have a permit to be used as a living space, nor did it have a permit for entertainment. Officials say the death toll could reach 40, and many of the victims are in their 20s and 30s. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.